Welcome to Second Take, the second episode, 1 year late. My name is Ben.
I got Eli over here.
Oh, I'm Levi.
We're missing Will and Cooper. Will lied to us. He's currently with his girlfriend right now. He said he had a college planning. Clearly not college planning. Cooper's just going D1. That's where he's at right now. And so today we're going to break down March Madness, the NFL free agency, and the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
All right. So first we're talking about some sleeper teams. It's a little late because we've already started, but any thoughts?
I had Oregon going pretty far in my bracket.
Yeah.
They just lost in double overtime because their coach is absolute dog water.
I got Duke going pretty far. I have him in the championship.
A sleeper.
That's not a sleep. That's a little bit more than a. But I just have him pretty going far.
My sleeper's NC State. I've been an NC State fan from day one. That big boy center.
Are you sure it's not a Manhattan? K-State. So
they're going to make K-State this year.
Poverty. All right. It was Dick Linton's fault. The president of the university.
Okay.
Because he got Naquan kicked off the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then our point guard got hurt, season-ending injury. So we had Tyler Perry, like a shooting guard, but he was playing point guard. He ain't comfortable with that.
I swear Naquan's a made-up name.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who's like the biggest like bust team? So like a high seed team,
obviously
Auburn.
Kentucky,
Auburn. No, I'm saying Auburn.
Auburn too,
because like Jack Golkey just went off, and there's nothing you can do about that. Auburn just stole the whole game.
That is true.
Yeah, Kentucky. I mean, some people even had Kentucky like winning the whole thing, and they lost, and so yeah. Florida.
That game was crazy. The Florida-Colorado.
Oh, yeah. He got that banger three, and they just lost.
Mm-hmm. That was like a Kawhi-esque shot from the corner.
Yeah. Yale got the Ivy Leagues going at it, going crazy this year. But, yeah.
Yeah, Yale plays later today. I threw $40 on Yale moneyline. So we about to make 150 or be $40 negative.
I honestly think that the JMU Duke game is going to be really good today. JMU's nice for being a 12 seed.
Yeah, what's that one dude's name? The TikTok dude. They have a TikTok dude. What is his name? Jaden. It's got to be Jaden something.
Is that the one who does that video? Is like the I'm 2 days into college.
Yeah. That guy. And he just does other random dances. Yeah, it's so funny.
Who do you guys have overall winning your bracket? I know you said something earlier, but
yeah, I got Purdue going all the way. I predicted it last year on last year's podcast. I said Purdue this year, and I'm sticking with it.
If we find the clip, we'll enter it. He predicted it.
Really? I have UConn cooking. They won last year, right?
Yep.
I'm going back to back and doing a Chiefs.
I'm taking Iowa State. Defense is nuts. Defense wins championships.
I just don't trust any Big 12 teams this year.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're usually pretty good in the basketball, but not this year.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I got to drink my Baja Blast over here.
Yeah, because KU went out by 20 against Gonzaga. TCU got pieced up.
I just thought of another bust. I mean, it's not really a bust, but a lot of people had him doing better than they did. Drake lost first round. Sad.
That was a 7-10 matchup, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I saw that coming.
But I think people had Drake going pretty far.
People had crazy money on him, too.
Yeah.
I think Drake should have been like a 12 seed max. Like, they were not that good. They played against.
Yeah, I feel like the seeding this year is kind of trash.
Plumbers and McDonald's workers.
I mean, I really like how the tournament's playing out with NIL and everything, because everybody's even now, because KU just can't pay everybody. And now it's even playing field, bro. So that's why I've seen a lot more upsets this year than I have in recent years. Yo, Levi, what do you got to say about UNC?
UNC? Yeah.
They won by like 20 yesterday, I think.
Yeah. They who'd they play again? I mean, where'd it go? I had it up.
They played Michigan State.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they played Michigan State. They're pretty close for most of the game, and then at the end, UNC just pulled away, and then Michigan State couldn't do anything from there. I don't remember who I had winning that game.
I had UNC. I have UNC going way far.
Yeah,
because they play Gonzaga now, right?
I think that's a winnable game for them.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like they have like even easier than UConn. Their road was, but I low-key thought that Auburn was going to beat out UConn, then they lost first round because Auburn had like the team to beat UConn if anyone did.
Yeah, I had UNC winning that game, so I was fine. Speaking of Gonzaga, should bring up the little KU loss. It's kind of the same situation as the UNC. They were close for most of the game, and then
but Gonzaga KU forgot just, how to play yeah. second half.
KU's had problems all season. You could see it in the writing.
McCuller injury, Dickinson
injury. Yeah. There's just not much that could have gone better or gone worse, I guess. But yeah, I'm not one guy. Let's talk about brackets for a second. I'm not one guy that makes like 25 brackets.
I have one bracket, and
I have one.
Actually, I have two because for some reason the Young Life people put it on CBS instead of the ESPN, and I'm like, what are we doing here, guys?
My percentile jumped. So after the first day, I was in the 29th. I was in the dumps. And I jumped after yesterday to the 84th. Kind of cooking.
I am the opposite of cooking right now. I have like a 20% accuracy. It's terrible.
Yeah, right now I got 8 brackets up in the 90s. And I have 3 brackets that are 97.9.
Those in leagues, like where you can win anything?
Yeah. Right now I'm ranked like 564,000, though.
That's not bad. Is there somebody who is there still perfect brackets remaining?
No. They're all gone.
No, I think they're all gone after
the day 2.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I saw something that Bijan Robinson had like perfect bracket after day one. After day one, and I was like,
"All right." Well, speaking of NFL, you moved us right
true,
in.
Yeah.
Free agency, we got teams doing well and teams doing bad. Who is doing well and who's doing bad?
Obviously, the worst team, one of the worst teams in the NFL. For free agencies, the Cowboys haven't done anything. They signed like one guy, and I don't even know who it is. Some like linebacker or something. I don't even know. But a team that did good, obviously the Steelers did pretty well. Got Russ and Fields and Patrick Queen, all great players. I don't know. Russ played terribly with the Broncos for the first year. The second year he did all right. He got 26 touchdowns. I don't know how many, but he played better. But him and Sean Payton didn't click. So,
what do you think the time's going to look like split time wise with him and Fields?
I think Russ will start for the first 6 games, and then he's going to be Buns, and they're going to put Fields in. That's my prediction.
what I gotta say about this, as a Broncos fan, the last 3 years of like the NFL season, the three most losing quarterbacks in the NFL, number one was Justin Fields, number two was Zach Wilson, and number three was Russell Wilson. And so the Steelers picked up the two out of the top three most losing quarterbacks in the NFL. And they put Russ on a one-year deal. And so I think he's going to play first year, have Fields set under him, and probably just not make playoffs again. And then as a Broncos fan, we had an F-tier offseason so far. All we've done is re-sign PJ Locke and Adam Trautman and gotten rid of like literally everyone else that we had that was any good. We got rid of Justin Simmons for some reason. He literally went crazy for us last year, and we decided to drop him because our cap space is absolutely terrible after literally giving our entire net worth to Russell Wilson for him to – for Sean Payton just to throw him away.
Yeah. I think one thing about the Justin Fields is he got put in a terrible situation with the Bears. I think it could have been a better situation. Kind of started off rough for him with a not so great like team. No, there's no weapons behind him. And I think it's sad to see once they get the weapons, they just give them away to the Steelers. And for the Caleb Williams, who honestly I think is going to be a bust.
That's what I think too. I mean, the more he keeps talking himself up, I feel like the more it's just sitting there for him to just be terrible.
Especially not participating in the combine. Like, not throwing in the combine is actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I see what he was saying. Like, all the film's there. There's no point for him to throw, but yeah, I agree.
I mean, everyone else is there. He's just trying to be special. All right, let's talk about the best steals of the free agency. First, we'll go with rank these three from one being the best steal and three being like the lowest quality. Josh Jacobs, Hollywood Brown, and Saquon Barkley.
I'd put Saquon at the top of that. And I don't know, Hollywood Brown's probably two, and then Josh Jacobs three. I think all of those are very good trade or free agency steals. Hollywood Brown's a good receiver. He didn't show a lot with the Cardinals this last season, but he's an explosive player, and he can get out there and make big plays for Mahomes.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Levi. I'd put Hollywood Brown at one, though, because the Chiefs with an actual wide receiver that can actually like do stuff is actually going to be like deadly. And then I would go Saquon after that, because him just with the Eagles is just going to be insane. And then Josh Jacobs last, because
Packers,
he's still got a good deal with that, but it's just not going to affect them that much, because he really wasn't that high quality about for the Raiders last season.
I don't know, but all I know is Saquon, the one thing about Saquon with the Eagles, I think he's going to do great with the Eagles, but they've lost a couple. They lost Jason Kelce, of course. So hopefully they don't. Hopefully they find a good player to bat to get for a new center. But yeah, I think Josh Jacobs can be good too. With the Packers, he'll be good. I don't know why they got rid of
AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
well,
if you think about in the terms of like asset to a team, I think it honestly does go Brown at one, Saquon at two, and Josh Jacobs at three. Like, I feel like the Packers could have been fine with AJ Dillon, but Josh Jacobs is a good pickup. I mean, they're all great pickups, but I mean, I'd love to see Mahomes when he actually has a quality wide receiver core around him.
Yeah, I think let's talk about a little bit of Saquon, he was on the Giants last year and he went to the Eagles. A lot of those Giants fans are pretty pressed. And same with Patrick Queen going from the Ravens to the Steelers. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I was watching a little bit on ESPN about Saquon, and it's like
the they prioritized, I think it was it 1 year ago or 2 years ago, that they tagged quarterback.
They tag Saquon, but they gave Daniel Jones a crazy
deal, and they prioritized him quite a bit, and
when they should have been prioritizing Saquon. Although we didn't see that Daniel Jones was going to fall off the way he did.
I mean, you got to see the potential though. Like Saquon is like a generational player. Like, and I mean, with one of the worst O lines, he was still putting up crazy numbers. Yeah. Not, I wouldn't say crazy, but still in really good numbers for having a trash O line.
I liked what Stephen A. said about him. He said, people are saying he's like the next Julio Jones, but he was saying, I think he's the next Megatron. I was like, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, we'll jump to trades here. Recently, I know there were trade talks for weeks about Snead, but he got traded.
Yesterday, just traded to the Titans. He's a lockdown cornerback. I mean, he didn't allow a whole touchdown the whole regular season. I know he hasn't been all pro a single time this in his career, but I think he's better than most people think he is. What do you think about that, Eli?
I think he's a little overrated from just the common Chiefs fans. Because, again, he hasn't been all pro once. And, like, I know all those rewards are all pretty much biased anyways. But I don't think he's going to have that much of an impact on the Titans, because the Titans aren't really going to be going anywhere this year. I think they're just going to be more mid-tier like they always are. So,
all right, we'll spin this off to the last topic of the day. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. What are the predictions?
I vote Jake Paul's winning.
What? How many rounds?
I'm saying 3 rounds.
Levi?
I'm with Mike Tyson. I know he's 60 or like 57 or however old he is. I just don't see – I don't know. There's some videos out there of Mike Tyson like practicing for this fight, and he still seems like he can go out there and knock him out. But I mean, I do understand. I think people are underrating a little bit of Jake Paul. I think he's a lot better than people think he is. Personally, I'd love to see Mike Tyson knock out Jake Paul with one punch. That'd be pretty cool. I do not like Jake Paul. I think he's a terrible person. I'm not gonna lie. What do you think?
I think it's a toss-up. I think if it goes for more than 2 rounds, it's Jake Paul, just stamina-wise. But if Mike Tyson's going to win, it's going to be in the first or second round TKO. Like,
yeah. I honestly don't know what's going to happen, because, I mean, originally I was like, bro, Mike Tyson's going to kill him. But, like, if you really look at it, it's a pretty even matchup with Mike Tyson being 57 and Jake Paul being an amateur boxer. He's probably above amateur, but still pretty close.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be rigged towards Jake Paul from the start. I feel like it's going to – like, why would Jake Paul agree to fight Mike Tyson if he didn't think it was going to be, like, rigged towards him at all? And so I just feel like everyone's going to be putting so much money on Mike Tyson, because they're like, it's Mike Tyson, and then Jake Paul's going to like win it, and then the sports books are just going to go crazy and make so much money off of it. So I feel like it's all going to be a setup. Like, I feel like it's going to be a real fight, but I feel like there's just going to be some sort of like factor in that just Jake Paul's going to win.
Yeah, I think if it like Ben said, I think if it goes past like 2 rounds, then we know, oh, this is just a like, this isn't like Jake. It's going to be like a split decision, and Jake Paul's going to get win. I mean, it's not going to be a unanimous decision by no means. It's going to be just like the, who was, did Jake Paul fight who was the guy who went 50-0? Was that Logan Paul that fought him? Do you know what I'm talking about?
KSI.
Yeah, I'm not talking about KSI. But
is it the ex-UFC
anyways,
or ex-MMA guy?
A US, neither of those. He's a boxer.
I mean, I like to just ask this. This ain't on our list, but Doc Hudson versus Lightning McQueen. GOAT competition. Who is it?
I mean, without a question of a without a shadow of a doubt, it's obviously Lightning McQueen. Doc Hudson was racing against plumbers. Now he was an elite racer. I'm not gonna say he's not, because he was an elite racer back in his days. But I mean, nothing can be Lightning McQueen.
The Mahomes Lightning glazing and Lightning McQueen. That's crazy.
The Lightning McQueen, 7 Piston Cups. But yeah,
all I'm saying, Jackson Storm.
That's like throwing Jackson Kobe Storm's in the Michael versus LeBron debate. Yes, that yes, is.
No, it's not. It's like throwing.
Yes, it is. He doesn't have a single Piston Cup.
Jackson Storm cooked Lightning McQueen in every race.
They had one race.
No, they raced like 3 times. Have you watched the movie?
Yeah, I've watched the movie.
Yeah, go rewatch it. But I'm saying Jackson Storm.
I mean, so Levi, you saying that he was playing against plumbers? Does that make you like a make you a LeBron over Jordan type of guy?
No. I saw this stat. Yeah. I saw this stat. You know how everyone's talking about how, oh, Jordan doesn't have a left hand? Yeah, I saw a stat was basically showing that he's like just as good with his left hand as his right hand going up, but that's a different thing. But I think the whole we're done with the 90s is a stupid trend.
Nah, we're done with the 90s. LeBron's better.
They always show every time they show the we're done with the 90s, they show one game and they show like 1 5-minute clip from that game. I've never seen another clip when they're talking about we're done with the 90s.
So are you a LeBron over Jordan?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a LeBron over Jordan. Just because, like, if you go back and watch the film, he's just not even being guarded. It's like they're leaving him wide open. Like, even, like, if you go back and watch the flu game, he has hit so many just wide open shots and layups. It's actually crazy. No, like, they're not even guarding him. And then they just, like, don't know what they're doing. And so LeBron has played against better players and has put up better numbers against better players.
What's his record in the finals?
I'm just saying perfection outdoes like anything.
And he didn't have a God squad on the Cavs either.
I feel like perfection outdoes anything.
6-0 in the finals.
I don't think it matters. 6-0. He hasn't lost. He didn't lose one. He had the first three-peat in the NBA. I mean, I don't know. You can't compete with.
He had a God squad.
Michael Jordan.
Literally, they had Michael Jordan, right? And then the second best player in the NBA at that time was Scottie Pippen.
That's a little debatable.
Really? Who else?
I mean, you got Stockton, Patrick Ewing.
Over Scottie Pippen. You're saying Patrick Ewing is better than Scottie Pippen?
There's a chance.
No, we're off the perk 30. That's like having the Chiefs right now and giving them Justin Jefferson. And then saying they're not going to go win another Super Bowl.
I mean, the thing is, if they had Justin, I mean, comparing the NBA to the football is such a stupid thing.
No, it's not.
But
it's just
but the Chiefs having if the Chiefs had Justin Jefferson, they wouldn't be able to have the other positions. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, you've got Hakeem, Olajuwon. I think he's up there. I mean, I don't know the list. Like, I don't know if I could provide you a list of top five. But Pippen at two and Jordan at one is very – that, especially Pippen at two is very debatable.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, like, Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal were in this league at the same time.
Was Shaq later? Shaq was later, wasn't he? Bird.
He was in the 90s. He played. You got
Larry Bird. Yeah, we're going to end it here with saying that Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
No, you're just wrong.